Hello again, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Game Pass Grab Bag, your podcast viewing games in the Game Pass collection, bringing 3D perspective rank skill range. I am the mech warrior of this episode, Andrew. With me are Toxic Slime that you really want to wash away, Keith.
Hello.
And our intergalactic hoe, Liz.
Guys.
And this week, let's pick the game. Well,
I did.
Well, we all kind of picked this game. Well, you really wanted to play this. Well, we all kind of wanted to play this, but we played
this. This goes back to what, like one of the Xbox showcases?
Yeah, like yeah. That was like 2 years ago.
Because you were excited because you thought it was coming out, and then it was just the 2D Terraria space farming game.
Yeah.
So we didn't do that. But here we are. Yeah. Light Year Frontier. It's finally
Light Year Frontier. Developed by Framebreak. So just forewarning, this is Light Year Frontier when it just came out, so it is still in preview, but it has achievements. So that's usually kind of our rule of thumb, is if the game has achievements, it's good enough to be reviewed. So that's why we're doing it. So Light Year Frontier is a first-person mech farming simulator where you are in space, as you could probably guess by its name, Light Year Frontier, that you are in space piloting a farming mech as you plant crops and clear out toxic slime and uncover the mystery of this planet that you crashed on. But yeah, I'll go first. So for me, Light Year Frontier, this was a bit of a disappointment. I'm giving it a pass. It's not a bad game. It's, I think once it gets out of preview, it'll be way better. But for what is here as a package, I was pretty bored with. I was actually kind of disappointed in. Like I said, it's not bad. It's still fun to, you know, be a plant farming mech suit that shoots, you know, crops into the soil. But I for me, my biggest gripe, there's no combat. If I'm in a mech suit, come on. That was my thing. Like, even the trailer looked like, ooh, you're going into some dark, spooky caves. I was like, cool, and there's co-op. Awesome. Does that mean we all get to build our mechs in different ways and there's going to be some fun combat? Like, don't get me wrong. I wasn't expecting, like, crazy combat, but any combat would be nice. This game is so low risk that it was boring. So, for now, I'm giving it a pass.
Yeah, I didn't have any real gripes to my time with it. I would say it was fun. I was enjoying myself. It was kind of a fun little world to explore. It was pretty simple, especially I'm not always big on the builder genre, so sometimes they can get a little bit complicated. I thought there was a few neat little mechanics in some ways, but really more than anything, it was pretty simple. So I liked that aspect of it. But you said it best. I think it just kind of ultimately ended up being really boring. And I don't even know if it was the lack of combat. It definitely could have added a lot of engagement to the gameplay. But I don't even think it was that. I'll just say it now and we'll talk about it later. But the inventory was my biggest gripe, and I felt like I spent most of my time
liked it.
Inventory. Interesting. We'll talk about it when we get there, but that was my biggest gripe, and what really kind of just I thought made it boring, but maybe I was doing it all wrong. It's what I'm going to find out.
You tend to find out.
When I first started playing this, I thought it was going to be a definite must-play game.
You were like 10 out of 10.
I was loving it. I thought it was going to be 90 plus. And now it's a game.
See, well, it's because I spoke to you. I try so hard not to tell you my feelings.
It also, like, you were helping me with this, like, you know, the stuff like watering the crops and things like that. And then when you left, I had to do all that stuff. And there's no sprinklers.
You realized the main part of the game of watering and planting crops you weren't enjoying?
Well, I mean, like, it was just, I felt like the progression wasn't there. Like, I know, in a lot of games, it's like I just said, the sprinklers, you upgrade, and same with, you know, even the tent, you upgrade, you get another building and stuff, but you don't really do much with it. And so for me, it just, like, I wanted more of everything. And I thought it was, like, such a good, like, base layer of a game. Like, I was like, oh, this is going to be so good, but it just kind of went a little stagnant.
And I feel like I brought you to that light because you were loving it. And I said a few things.
Yeah, then you
things.
Were like, oh, there's no auto sort. And I was like, oh, you know, I really want auto sort.
Yeah.
And then it just, like, it went more and more and more. And you were kind of, you know, hating on the game a lot.
I literally scratched the iceberg of like what I was getting annoyed with this game.
But then
I didn't want to say it, because as soon as I said it, you're like, oh yeah. And no, I was like, no, I'm bringing her down.
No matter what, I would have gotten to the point where I'm at now, where I don't see the point in playing the game. I have two achievements I didn't do, and I don't even see the point of getting them, of continuing. Like, I mean, I'm sure they'll add stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's in preview, and you can tell, like, this is only kind of a bite size of the game.
But for me, it's just like, it's done.
Yeah.
You know, for right now. Like, I just wouldn't pick it up unless they added a bunch more.
Yeah. See, and I think, too, that I could see them adding more to it, but really still not touching combat.
I'm not expecting combat at this point. If they don't have it in there, combat's not being added.
And that was what I was going with too, is that if it's not in there now, I can't imagine they would add it unless, I don't know, maybe DLC, if this game really got some steam behind it and the fans really wanted it. But I don't think that this game is going to draw a mass appeal of everybody by any means. Doesn't have the draw of like a Stardew Valley, and I don't think it could grow to that. And with no combat, it's really just going to be kind of a niche appeal.
See, I don't think they would ever add combat, because you can tell, like, that's kind of not the vision of the studio. This game is meant to be not just low risk, but no risk. You literally, there is nothing that could damage or ruin. I could hand this controller to our 4-year-old and I would not be concerned that she ruined my game.
You can get your crops ruined a little bit by those little weed things.
But what's the point of crops?
You can just get more and then you just grow them again.
Yeah. No, there's like no risk in this game. So I can't see them being like, yeah, now we're adding combat. You can now die. Your mech can get destroyed. Yeah, like your mech doesn't get destroyed. You fall in water and the game just like goes, oh, nope, can't be in water. We're going to put you on land. Here you go. So there's literally no risk in this game. And that's just what made it boring for me. Well, one of the things. Because we're going to start with the story. The story of Lightyear Frontier is just...
Crash
you're a pilot that... Okay, I was kind of confused how this started. So you're a pilot that stole this suit and crash landed on this planet, I think is the story. It was really kind of quick. So there's a robot in the sky named Piper who has been monitoring this planet, and you crashed on this planet with your mech, and she's surprised because the farming mech like program was shut down years ago. So the fact that you still have one of these mechs is impressive because they don't exist anymore. And so she's like, I'm not going to ask you why you're here, but just help me fix the planet.
Because they want it to be habitable for people, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, but no, but the like diseases that are around, she never mentioned is what's holding humanity back from populating this planet. She said, you know, oh, I sent the data that this planet's good. People could come here. But she never said like, oh, we need to clear this like virus out because it could kill people. It's more of you are discovering an ancient civilization there, which the robot couldn't read because it's hidden. And so you're discovering these ancient ruins. And with it being in preview, you finally go into a ruin, get a cool special ability, and that's the end of the game. But I mean, that's obviously what's just here. Like, that's what I mean. This game's clearly a bite-sized chunk.
Do you get to use the special ability, I guess?
Yeah, because really... I think you need it to go to the island, because you can walk on water.
But what's the point of going to the island? Well, you use the ability the ruin. But at that point, I 1,000 the game. I unlocked what I could unlock for my mech. So there wasn't like, oh, now I can explore.
Well, you can do the missions from the tower, but there's no achievements for it. There's no...
Yeah, you just get cash.
Incentive.
We'll get in the gameplay. Don't worry, Liz. We'll get in the gameplay.
But I want to ask... I mean, I didn't look too much into it. I put quite a few hours into this game, but when it comes to the artifacts and you analyze them, do you get any information about them? See, that bugs me.
Yep.
Because some of them were a little annoying.
Is this thing? That's a neat item.
Oh, man. Wait. Oh, yeah. When we get to the audio there. Oh, yeah. There are no elf complaints about that, too.
I just see my score lowering as you giggle.
I do. Your score?
Yeah.
Because I'm making you realize...
No, because you're just like this maniacal giggle that you're just like...
No. Okay. Before you think that, I didn't hate my time. I beat this game, 1,000 it. I put like 12 hours in it. I didn't hate my time. I was just disappointed. I wanted more and I was expecting more.
You 1,000 games you don't like.
That is true.
I guess that's not good. If Soccer Story were super easy and quick, you would still 1,000 the game.
I think I almost did. I think there was one achievement that was bugged.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was, I think, another reason why I absolutely hated that game. No, I don't. Okay, so I, like I said, I didn't hate my time with this game. I still had fun. It has co-op. The co-op's good. The co-op works well. But yeah, just like the story, it didn't make much sense. And then obviously it just kind of ends. But I'm not I'm not marking points off for this game because of the story. Because like I said, it's in preview. It's clearly like, hey, this is just the section of the map we finished. There's going to be more. You can tell there's going to be more because you can't fully upgrade your mech. There's parts and things you need that just don't exist. Like, I need springs. And it's like, well, I can't make them. So I guess that's going to be later. So there's clearly designed, and like, you can see a grayed out area on the map that's supposed to expand. So I'm not faulting the game for its story. Its story to me is fine. You didn't have a relative that died and you inherited a planet farm. So they didn't do that.
No, you stole it instead.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. It's a different, you stole.
Do you think that they're going to add puzzles? Cause at the end there are kind of puzzles in that.
Yeah, and that's what I was liking. I hope so.
Well, because then I was like, does that mean they're going to add more? Is this like the only part of the game that has puzzles? And then you're walking down like 50,000 corridors. Yeah. And I'm like, are they going to add something to this door?
Yeah, that end dungeon is kind of weird.
Yeah, I just felt like they were like, let's make this a little longer.
Yeah, jump up.
According to IGN, you can craft springs.
Oh, really? Oh.
Literally just Googled it and I was...
Well, I guess I didn't care that much.
For achievement, to be honest.
I thought it was the game and it's like, what? Am I going to plant more crops that I don't need? So I was like,
You can.
Well, thank you, Keith, for Googling that. I was too lazy to Google. Mm-hmm. But yeah, to me, the story was just, at least it's okay. It's fine, I guess. Do you guys have any other marks in the story?
I generally don't pay attention, you know that, but even in, like, I feel like I picked up on pretty much all that there was, is that you're analyzing the planet, you're trying to fix it, and so what it seemed, I thought there was something a little weird going on with the fact that I thought that the robot was, like, lying to get the people to come because she thought they could fix it, but, like, they all died because of her, or because of it.
Wait, what? People died in this game?
I don't know. You were talking about like the slime being toxic or whatever.
I don't know if it's actually toxic. I just thought it was hurting the planet. But I didn't hear ever say like, oh, humanity can't come here because of the slime. It just sounds like you're on the run and you landed on this planet. And she's like, hey, cool. Finally, someone came here. Like, but it thanks was, for being I don't a know, friend.
I can't remember the exact way that it was said, but I almost understood. It sounded like basically like she shouldn't have told them that it was okay to come to based on what she found, but she told them anyways. Cause I thought it was like, yeah, she's like, I told them it was fine anyways.
Oh yeah, that's right. I remember that. But
it's very weird and in passing. So I'm like, I don't really know what that means, but yeah.
I think it's weird. Like,
but I think that's a game preview thing. I don't think your character will ever talk.
I don't think so either. But it just kind of makes the story weird of just this voice talking to you. Because you do meet some other NPCs which have zero context or story to them at all. There's a lady who's a merchant who comes in and just sells you things. Then eventually you meet a guy who's another planet who's like, oh, I need supplies. How about I'll give you some missions? And like, that's it. That's all you learn about this guy. You don't learn anything else about him.
Is that the radio tower? Because I never did that. I don't know. I just think I'll get to that.
Well, what did you guys name your planets? You named planets.
Poopsville.
Or the planet that you did. What?
Poopsville.
Wait, what did we name?
The planet, right?
Or at least, like, you named your name.
I didn't pick a name. It literally says no name world.
Oh.
I didn't think about that. So, yes.
See, I wasn't sure if we're going to have to name a character as well. So,
no, I took it as like Minecraft when you like name your realm on Minecraft. So that's why I was like, I'm not going to create multiple realms. Andrew. So, what'd you say?
Missed an opportunity for a good poop joke.
I know.
Real shame.
Well, thank you for saving this podcast, Keith, with the toilet.
Someone's got to keep it lowbrow. what was yours name?
Classy here.
Pizza.
Pizza. Pizza Planet.
I wanted pizza that night.
Ooh, Pizza Planet.
Toy Story.
Wait, that's a Toy Story thing?
Yeah.
Pizza Planet. That's
watched the first Toy Story like when I was
and they go to Pizza Planet.
I don't remember Toy Story.
It's where they pick up the little aliens that
our youngest got into it.
I heard it gets sad, so I
oh, they get real sad.
Yeah, not watching it then.
Well, nobody dies. It doesn't get that sad.
I thought.
No, thanks.
I don't think I actually saw the final one, but I thought there was. Anyways.
No, I don't know if I've seen the final one either, but at least from what I've seen, no one dies.
Pizza Planet. Pizza.
But yeah, so let's get to the gameplay. So my first biggest gripe. So this is obviously a cozy game where you are just, you know, managing a farm on a mech. Right off the bat, I hate cozy games where there is no purpose. There's no economy. Like, what is the point of me planting crops and doing anything with them?
Because,
like,
you're not eating them.
You're not eating them. You're not really selling them. You can, but what you sell for are just cosmetics to change your mech. You can maybe buy some more seeds, but you can collect seeds for free. So it's just a way to get more seeds faster. But there's no economy. There was another cozy game we played that kind of was like this. Oh, Spirit Tea. Spirit Tea, you were earning money, but I quickly filled up with money. And then I was just like, well, what am I doing with this? It just had no economy to it. The games I like are like Stardew Valley and Coral Island, where it's like, oh, yeah, you want to sell the crops, maximize them, get best quality, sell them so you get a bunch of money, get sprinklers, better equipment, upgrade your house, upgrade your barn. Like, it's things that are feeding me to do, like things to do. Like, I want to get, you know, a bigger house. I want to get the sprinkler system, as Liz said. But yeah, I'm just growing crops for the sake of growing crops. Like,
you're making oil.
You use them to upgrade your mech, but that's kind of like it, to upgrade your mech so you can progress to another area to clear out the slime, to get new seeds and new minerals to plant, to turn into oil, to upgrade your mech again, to go to the next area. So all it is getting these crops just to progress, to upgrade your mech. And that's what instantly was like, this is boring. I don't like this. I do not like a reason for me to be growing crops. Like, I need a reason besides, oh, your mech can now drill these new things. Cause I'll let you say this, Liz, but man, I did not like the upgrades. I'll let you talk about the upgrades, but you complained about the sprinklers.
Well, good job. Yeah, I lost exactly what I was going to say anyway, so it does not matter.
I felt like the map was really small, but it was so annoying that I had to go back to my base to water every day. Which that's why I wanted the sprinklers, is because I didn't want to go back to my base.
I mean, welcome to a cozy game. What cozy game doesn't do that?
Besides, no, but you go to sleep at your base and you start the day over, yeah, and stuff. But I just felt like the map was small, but it also, like, the day went by fast. And so, like, I was like, oh, I really need to make that oil, so I have to go back to the base, but I also want to explore. But also, there wasn't enough to explore.
Yeah.
But what were you wanting to talk about with?
Oh, well, I thought you were going to talk more about the lame upgrades.
Oh, the upgrades?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, so for instance, like the harvester to get rid of the toxic weeds, yeah, and stuff, it doesn't look any different. You're not doing anything special. You're, yeah, literally just, they're just stronger weeds.
Yeah. It's literally just saying your drill looks the same. It's just like, oh, but now you can get that weed.
They look the same, yeah, but they're in a different area. So they're special.
More purple and maroonish colors. Ish.
Maybe. They had slightly more prickles on them.
It's a real stretch.
They smell differently. You can't smell them, but they do smell differently.
Those ones just yelled at you.
So you have like a marker that you can put, which it disappeared when we were playing multiplayer, but playing single player, it stayed. But I wish that there was a way to like write where things were. Because for the life of me, I kept like walking by the coal. Because, I mean, it just wasn't very distinctive in appearance.
Oh, see, I had no issues locating things.
Oh, that was the only thing. Like, yeah. I knew where to find iron and aluminum and all that kind of stuff. But, like, just the coal, they just blended too much. I'm not observant enough.
Yeah.
So I wish that I could, like...
I mean, I can understand. Because how the game is designed is things aren't just, like, naturally in the world. They're literally nodes. They're these big old black holes that every day they'll depending different variations, but it's where resources will spawn. So you literally can mine that mineral out of that hole and give it a day or two. It'll repopulate. It'll be there again. So I can understand where you're saying you had a hard time seeing the coal, because it's literally a black hole and the coal is just a little bit of black lump. So like it blended into that hole. So it's hard to see if there's actually something there. But for me, that's why it was so easy to harvest in this game, to find minerals, because I knew where they spawned. I would just go mine them, go to sleep, go next day, grab them again. So I had no issues remembering where things were. I didn't care about laying beacons because, as you said, Liz, this map is very small. So I didn't care running and stuff because I was like, yeah, I'll be home in like a minute.
Yeah. And there's if you look at the map, there's these little purple areas and it's like, oh, I know the coal is around there. Yeah. But I also didn't like that when you went to a new area. I understand why some of the plants wouldn't grow because of the toxic stuff. But it's like, let me at least gather other resources if I have an upgrade and I can't fully explore the area. So you can't even get iron.
Nope. Nothing. So that zone is closed.
I walked all the way there and then I had to walk all the way back for nothing to go water my plants.
Yeah. And I think that's where a lot of the actual boredom set in for me is you explained it, Andrew. It's that one game loop. Start your day, harvest your crops, start the oil machines, go out on a loop. You know, maybe you water before you leave, maybe you water at night, doesn't really matter. But you go, you just make a loop of collecting everything, and you walk back to your base and go to sleep, and you start it over. And you feed the little animals along the way so that you have, that's the one mechanic of how you increase what generates on the nodes. But I did also want to point out that, Liz, I had the same struggle finding coal at least the first time. Once I knew that it existed, then I was easily able to, because for one, that was actually when I realized that it was all just those nodes. And I was like, okay, so now I know where to kind of mentally look for to begin with. But it wasn't until I found coal the first time that I found it. That's what I was going to say. Yeah, I didn't find coal for the first time until I found it.
I think it's easier to find with the flashlight in the dark.
Yeah.
But I also thought it was interesting. So you can get out of your suit, which I did on accident all the time, trying to do other stuff. I also flipped over my suit.
You thought you couldn't build in the mech suit. I remember watching you. You kept getting out of your suit to build. And I'm like, what are you doing? You're like, I can't build in the mech. I'm like, yeah, you can.
Because the first time I did, I didn't land the cursor correct. And then I was like, oh, I have to get out of my suit. And then, but there are certain areas that you have to get out of your suit to go in.
Yeah.
And then if there's a resource in there, you have to drag it out with your little...
Yeah, which was so annoying. Your character personally doesn't have pockets. So if you're just the farmer dude, you have to use your anti-gravity pickaxe and bring it outside to your mech and throw it at your mech, and the mech has pockets.
Yeah, I thought that was just kind of silly.
Yeah.
What's
your complaints with the inventory, Keith?
That's my biggest gripe with the inventory. There isn't any. It's too stinking small. You have, I didn't get the full upgrade of it, so I don't know. Maybe all of a sudden it's you can go from 120 pounds to 1,200 pounds, but it's you picked up 6 coal. You're overweight now, and you just have to choke.
At least you can still move.
Yeah.
You can't jump or run.
But still, and it's not that the sprint is so fast. It's not that the boost is so good. It's just that, why can I pick up 4 things and I'm over encumbered? I'm a giant mech suit. Give me something better than that. That's one of my biggest frustrations with it, and it almost felt like I don't think it was fully intentional, but it almost felt like, well, it's a way to help the day pass a little bit slower because you're gonna just be walking forever, and then you said, not having the inventory on your own personal character. I would assume that's a green preview thing that could probably be patched out or fixed out. It's just I've just kind of found it boring because I was like, okay, I'm just going to go collect the resources. Then I'm going to go back and you could fill out enough things that it was about a 15-minute walk around the map. That's how long it would take for your oil machines to generate 5 oils or whatever. And then you'd collect those and just rinse and repeat.
So I do agree with you. I was over encumbered a lot. I at least liked it because, as Liz said, the only thing when you're over encumbered, you just can't sprint. So you could be massively over-encumbered. Yeah, you can carry 120 kilograms, I think it is the weight system in the game. But I was at 900 kilograms, and it still did not change. You could still walk. So I'm like, all right, cool. I guess I'll just walk with 900 kilograms till I get to base.
See, I got more frustrated with the actual storage on base, and then later on you can upgrade it and do bigger barrels and stuff. And so that was eventually fine, but it never really bothered me. And I also usually went for the day. There was one day that I was just I'm gonna go feed a bunch of animals. I just filled my inventory with their food. And then, so I stopped carrying that around. And then I'd be like, well, I need these three things. And so I kind of do it like that. I got over encumbered towards the end of the game a couple times, but I'd say like five or less times I was over encumbered.
Really? Because I was like, if I wasn't over encumbered, then I didn't find anything that day and I kind of just wasted my walking.
Yeah, but did you not put things in chest, Keith?
I did, but it almost got to a point where it wasn't necessary, because if I was just always going to be over encumbered and I didn't have a cap to how over encumbered I could be, and it didn't slow me down more, the more over encumbered I got, I'll just keep carrying everything on me. Then it's always available to me.
Oh my gosh. Walking that slow the entire game would drive me nuts.
I was anyways, is what I'm saying. At least I feel like I was, because I would go out and I would mine the iron nodes and then the aluminum nodes, and I already was at like 200. And so just keep going, and I don't know, like I said, farm out or just build what you can with it. Because I guess I do like the oils, I guess some of the stuff. I don't know. I like a lot of the building parts, I guess. I liked that it was just instant built. Like, you just, here's the items, just spit them out at you.
Yeah. So, well, speaking while we're on the inventory too, as Liz mentioned, I brought this up too because she didn't realize it. At this point, you know, it's 2024. If you're making a cozy game, you're already getting points knocked off if you do not have an auto sort button in your chest. If I have stuff in my inventory and it's in that chest, I need to be able to hit a button and transfer all that stuff over, and you need to organize my chest for me. If you do not have that in a cozy game, you're losing points.
Do me a second step, really. This is a really a bonus points one. So not even if you're not hitting the bare minimum of that, that's you're going negative. If you want to add bonus points, start with an auto sorted system or tabs of like, all right, here's your oil tab, here's your resources tab, here's this tab. Give me all of those and an auto sort. For the love of God, give me an auto sort. I'm just saying, like, those are nice to haves. Those are bonus points. I'm not going to get mad about not having those. They're especially when, like, if you're carrying so many items, it starts to get a little bit jumbled on the screen. And again, I'm just looking at what one of the things I do like is they call it missions, which is kind of weird, of creating your own missions, but basically pinning recipes. And I know that that's a very common thing in games, so I'm not like, wow, how amazing. But a lot of games tend to only let you pin one thing. I feel like that's a 50-50 on pinning multiple.
Yeah, that's true.
And this did let you do that. And I don't know. I feel like it gave me a good visual on those types of things that I needed. And I didn't feel like I was lost in what I needed to collect to build. Because most things were also like two items. Sorry. And that was my other thing I was going to say.
I remember, Andrew, that you mentioned something. And it ended up bothering me too once you said it.
This is why I try not to talk about the games.
No, because so you build this equipment. So you have like the thing for the oil, the furnace, whatever. If your chests are too far away from some, you have to go and get the stuff.
Yeah.
Which is annoying because sometimes you wouldn't have to, sometimes you would. And so especially too, like if you are over encumbered and you're like, oh, I have to get all this like iron and stuff. But it was just weird that it would work half the time and half the time it wouldn't.
So what Liz is saying is like, this is at least the good thing about the inventory. If I put oils in a chest, I can still craft things with it. It doesn't need to be on your person. But there's an invisible radius. The game doesn't display the radius of if I'm going to use the crafting machine, it has to be this close to that chest in order for me to access that chest with the resources. So
I'm fairly certain it does. It's when you place the actual settlement. It has that little white grid around it. Now you have to kind of remember.
Yeah, the settlement. But I didn't see any for chest.
As far as and maybe I'm incorrect on this, but my understanding was that the box and the crafting station, whatever it may be, had to be within the white borders there. If they were within that white border,
everything.
But I didn't test this, so I don't know.
I know my chests were in the border, but my equipment wasn't. But I mean, if you're getting your coziness level up and stuff, there is not enough room for all of your equipment and your chests and your stuff to make it cozy, like, well, your head is
so set. And you guys did a lot more, especially because you played multiplayer. But does it, so my thought process was that if I have, like, say I build a settlement here and then kind of think of, like, the box around it, if I built a settlement on every corner of it, it would just sort of, like, span out and continue that area so that I could build a box up in the top right corner and then a resource down in the bottom left corner. And I was building, like, a little village or ultimately, I guess, a farm, you would say. But I don't know if that's true.
You are building farms in this game.
No, I think that maybe yes, that obviously, could
but
work,
you know what I'm saying, Andrew. Of like, sorry, Liz. I'm Andrew being Andrew, and I had to yell at him. Please, sorry.
No, I was just gonna say that. I mean, that's something that they should tell you.
Yeah.
If you have to do it this very specific way, that probably is going to be more annoying and won't actually work for your space very well. Like, just tell me. I'll deal with it. But like. So for me, like, I love the way they had it set up. And my stuff really wasn't that far away. So yeah, for me, it's just like, if they said that, that's fine. But they don't have like a, I don't think they have a thing that you can move things around either.
No, as far as I saw, you had to disassemble things.
Yeah, so.
Which you got 100% refund.
Yeah, that's not as nice.
But you couldn't move.
But for me, like, if you don't have that feature, then you shouldn't have it that specific. Because, I mean, there's so many games that have that feature now.
Yeah.
But that's also kind of frustrating that it doesn't have that. I mean, like you said, 2024, I mean, why not?
Well, while we're griping about the building, the semi-grid-ish, not grid-ish nature of it.
Yeah.
It seemed at points it would be very snappy to like, hey, this is like a building, like square. But then you'd move just a bit and it's like, nope, I'm on my side now. I don't know how that happened. What? It was very odd in that way. And those were a lot of things that I will say I chalk up to being game preview versus getting polished out when the 1.0 comes out, I hope. Otherwise, again, not very cozy. But I didn't generally love the building aspect of it.
Yeah. Like, to me, there was no reason to build much. Like, obviously you're building a furnace to craft things, like, but this game, like 98% of the stuff you build is decorations, which is fine. If you really want to make a cool intergalactic ranch farm, I guess just farm because there's no animals you can like play with. You can feed the animals that just, but it's, I don't know what you do.
Yeah,
with the
I thought you were going to like tame them.
Yeah.
Somehow. Like, I get that the feeding them does increase the resources generated in the area. I get that. But it would be nice if feeding them higher quality stuff would, like, stay longer. Instead, yeah. It's just one more thing to check off on your to-do list of wandering around. Like, okay, make sure to remember where the nests are and feed them. And it's all fine
and
well.
The creatures didn't do anything. Like, they just sat near the nest and that was it. So it wasn't even like,
they got sparkly
cool creatures,
when you fed them.
Let me look at them. Or, oh, I better watch out for these creatures. They'll attack me. No, they're just there. They just exist. It's like, all right.
Yeah, and that's something that, I mean, the shop that we mentioned earlier, because you're buying the blueprints for the decorations and stuff, but it's like, it'd be cool if you could, like, you know, buy like,
sprinklers.
I was going to say buy cool animals to have on your farm to help you or whatever.
You don't even get a dog.
Meal animals. Yeah. So for me, it's like, I never went to the shop. I think I went like twice and I was like, there's really no point of this lady. I just bought a bunch of stuff and then never saw her again.
I bought different mech parts, but it's literally just customization. So right now my mech looks like it's made out of wood and it's like, oh, cool. Doesn't do anything.
No,
it just
achievement
looks like
for it though. No, so for me, that's why I was like, I don't see the point of spending any of this money if it's not going to get me an achievement.
Yeah.
So, I think there was for like buying one part, if I remember.
Or maybe.
Or it was something like that. But beyond that, you're 100% right.
And which added on to that, so there's a radio tower that Keith, you didn't build, but me and Liz did. So you get missions. This guy, they're random. Every day he says something like, oh, I'll buy 40 of these berries from you. And the reward is almost always, I think every once in a while you maybe get like some seeds or something like that. But majority of the time, the rewards is cash money. But there's nothing to spend the money on. So I'm like, I have like $20,000. It's like, cool. What am I doing with this? That's, I just hate cozy games that don't have an economy. Like, cool, I can buy different mech parts that don't do anything. All right, I could buy different hedges to decorate my farm with, but whatever. It's just what irritates me. I like you said, the loop is just very tedious of just water your crops to make new crops to get oil to, you know, upgrade your mech to get new crops and just rinse and repeat. That's why for me, I really wanted a mech. I wanted combat. Or at least what I was kind of hoping to, maybe I could have a garage of different mechs. Ooh, I'm going to take my tractor mech out, you know, upgrade that on its own separate thing, you know, have it be alone with it, upgrading it to tiller. Oh, maybe I have like the water irrigation mech that I take out to help me quickly water my crops, because there is co-op. And like, that's what I was hoping. Oh, Liz, you take my irrigation mech. I'll take the tractor mech. Or Keith, you take the seeding mech and we'll kind of like break up the work. No, everyone has the same mech. You just switch the parts out on the fly. So Liz, what did you think of the multiplayer?
I mean, I thought it was great because you just did all the annoying stuff for me and then you left. And then I was like, wow, this sucks. But for
now
me,
have to play the game.
I got to actually like explore more. No, because like I said, I never wanted to like go days without, you know, crops and stuff without watering them. And so for me, it's like, it really was fun that you got to do like the stuff that I didn't feel like doing. But I think it brings me to my biggest gripe with the game, which is I don't really see replayability for it in the state that it's in now.
Yep.
So not even just like, you know, I mean, I like I said, I didn't get 2 achievements and I don't care to, because I mean, even at that point, it already feels over. And so like if you needed me to help and get resources, I would. But besides that, like I wouldn't play it. Like Stardew, it's like can't tell you how many times I've restarted Stardew, you know. So for me, I just don't understand why someone would replay this, because you're not building relationships with people like you guys mentioned earlier. You're not like, I feel like the customization for your settlement and stuff isn't that great. Like you can't really make these like amazing things. I mean, they're cool looking, but like, I mean, like customizing your house and like, there's so many different aspects of cozy games that I'm like, oh, I want to replay it again so I can do this. Even like, would you consider Graveyard Keeper a cozy game?
I would say so.
Yeah, I'd say so, because I don't think there's like combat in it.
It's got like Stardew type of combat, if I remember, where you go into the dungeon.
Yeah, there's still replayability for me with games like that, too. I don't know what it is about this game, but I have no desire to replay it unless, like, something crazy happens.
I mean, I would venture to say, and this is the pure speculation, but just really any builder game, it's going to go through some iterations. And really, I think ultimately by the 1.0, like, I know Grounded had a ton more in comparison. Well, before it went into full release. But I think the biggest thing is that there's not a lot of builder type of games that can be quote unquote completed in under 15 hours. And so just on that stock alone, going back and playing it, like there's not a lot you're going to do different in those 15 hours. If anything, you're just going to make those 15 hours shorter, because you're just like, oh, okay, now I know how to be more efficient with this. Whereas Stardew Valley, for example, you know, it's all right, you know, this time I'm going to go romance Abigail. I can't remember anyone else's name. She's the only one I remember.
Leah.
Of course you remember. You know, instead of, you know, last, what, did you just make up a name?
No, he was the one I romanced. So Liz is like, of course you remember her.
Oh,
come on, Liz. What was your choice?
I
it was Linus, the homeless guy.
Lots of people. Yeah, you can't romance him though. I romanced a lot of people because I played the game so much. So,
well, this is just, you know, a very open lover when it comes to Stardew. but yeah, I think like just like those aspects in that, you know, all of those things take 50 hours to do. And you're going to do 100 different things each way to make them happen. That's where the replayability of Stardew comes into factor. And I don't think it's just the relationships either, but that's a prime example of it. And so I would say that Lightyear Frontier will add a lot more of that. Will it scratch the surface of it? Will it still end up being kind of a boring playthrough? Very possibly. I'm not going to say it won't. I think that it's the shortness of it right now that just makes it so like, meh. It's a nice touch, but it's not enough.
The thing I was kind of hoping this game would do is I was hoping you would build a town. Like, that was my first thought of this game is, you know, you are first landing on this planet and you're essentially starting this planet. And eventually you need to build a home for a settler who wants to move in, and you are progressively growing and building a town. And like, and so that's why that could have replayability of like who you're interacting with. But
all of that's there still. I really think that all of that's there. And if, just because, you know, we put achievements as the kind of cornerstone of like, how close is this game out there? But that doesn't mean really anything. It's just they can submit them or not submit them if it's in a game preview. And really, if it's not in preview, I think they can still just not do achievements on games. But that's really not as much of a thing as we put onto it when you think about it, I guess, because it's like all of those things are there. The fact that you can take your mech and, as you said, you can go into just making trails. I thought, okay, cool. Maybe I will get additional move speed on them. I'm over encumbered and I can still run slightly faster. No, it's just cosmetic. That's all it is. And you can, I didn't get the other one, but I think you can just level out the world basically.
No, yeah, you can create random fields. Like, okay. So you don't need planter boxes anymore.
Right. So it's, I don't know, I guess to that point though, it's just you have all these things and assuming again if my theory is correct on how those sort of designs work on the kind of white borders and having them ultimately connect to each other and overlap each other, that would make sense to building these habitats. It would make the merchant make a lot more sense. Like, hey, now your town is a lot more inhabitable because now a merchant comes and visited you. There's a reason to want people to want to be here. Hey, you've made it look nicer. Now people want to come here. It's not a builder game like a Minecraft or a Pal World where you're building these boxes and walls and really designing like one structure. It's not about building an individual structure. You just build a house. You build a tent. Everything is building based. So I feel like all of the touches of what you're talking about are there. It's just that it's probably a game preview and that's the biggest thing.
But what isn't there is combat. And for me, that's why I think, and I don't think that's ever going to be there. So for me, that's one of the biggest disappointments. If I'm in a mech, I want to be doing like some sort of combat.
I still just feel like this game just seems so small that you guys are talking about all these amazing, cool things, but I can't picture them doing it.
Yeah, I agree too.
Not even just like the size of the map, but like what's involved in the gameplay so far and stuff. And I would be very pleasantly surprised. I'm not being pessimistic about it. I'm just saying, like, I wish that they, you know, did that stuff.
I love that you're pessimistic.
What?
I love that you're kind of pessimistic because, like I said, when we've started this game, you're like, oh boy, I really
because
like this.
If it's already like, out for people to play, it's like, are they really going to add like 100% more?
No,
because that's what it comes down to is like, you're talking about adding all these characters and building mechanics and building a town and having all these interactions. That's like, I got 100% more effort into a game. They're not going to put out like less than 50% of a game, right?
No.
So So for me, it just like, I love the idea, but I don't think it's going to happen. So, I mean, I don't know. I think I'm being realistic.
No, don't get me wrong. I'm trying to be helpful, but I'm with you, Liz. I think at most they're just going to add more zones and probably new crafting benches to make more oil to upgrade your mech more so you could break more rocks. I think that's literally for the most part what it's going to be. Yeah. I think that's what it is, which is sad. But anyway, so the other thing, I enjoy the music, but the voice acting got a little repetitive. So as we said, there's these ruins you're exploring. And you have to, you find these glowing rocks, you break them open and you find a little component you pick up. And every time you pick up a component, the computer chimes in and she says like three lines, either, ooh, I wonder what that is. Can't wait to analyze that. Ooh, nice. Literally those three lines over and over again, over and over again. I was like, oh my gosh, please stop. Cause you're picking up a lot of those rocks.
But it's another one of those small things that I think. And maybe they won't. This is just adding optimism for no real reason. But that's an easily fixable thing. Add some storyline and context to what these items are you're picking up.
Yeah.
That's not a major change. It's something that would be like, wow, I can't believe a game managed to do that. It's doable.
Well, I mean, like when it comes to the actual you know, ancient civilization that was there before and stuff. Do you think they're actually going to have story with that?
Yeah.
Because it I was going to say, it seems like they have so many like cool things to look at from that. But I mean, I wonder where that story is going to go.
Well, it kind of teased it at that end dungeon. You find out that there was like an evacuation order. And she was saying that they kind of like people congregated to an area to be like in a safe house. So there is a story of a possible looming threat, and maybe that there are survivors or something like that.
I just think it's weird that they weren't like making people excited and drip feeding them things about it.
Because
that would have got me excited to keep playing.
Yeah. Played 12 hours and it's at that 12 hour mark near the end when you finally got that story tidbit. And then it's just like, all right, that's it for preview. And it's like, ah, what the heck?
So that's the thing. Like, I mean, when the game comes out like in totality, do you have to restart from the beginning?
Probably not.
How are you going to get the information about the things that you already scanned? Is it just going to like be like, you know, here's everything that you learned?
Well, okay. From what I saw, whenever you go to these ruins, you're finding these objects, you're picking them up. Once you collect all the objects, like there's a set number, it says tells you in the corner what they are. So it's like 8 of them to collect. Once you collect it, it tells you what the ruins are. So it's like, oh, this was a power plant. Oh, this was a town. Oh, this was a hospital. It's like, okay, that's all it was. Like that's all the information they gave you. And it's just like, okay, cool.
Like, oh, it actually gave you that information?
Yeah. Once you found all the things, it told you what that location was. Like one's a helipad. And it's like, okay, what am I going to do with that information? But thank you. But I got to say, as far as that mechanic wasn't too bad, because it was kind of like a fun searching game.
A little hide and seek, yeah.
Yeah. It had a little platforming. Sometimes you had to get out of your mech because, you know.
It was a reason to get out of the mech, honestly, other than to flip it.
Yeah. Oh, that should. That's another thing. I kind of wish there was more reason to get out of the mech. But I also kind of get it because the whole crux of this game is that you're in a mech suit doing farming work. So it makes sense that it's like, oh yeah, now you're getting out of your mech a lot. It's like, you know, getting Master Chief out of the suit in the Halo TV show. Like nobody wants that. I had to bring it up, Keith. But yeah, so like the music though, I enjoyed. It's very bluegrassy country frontier music. And it's like, oh, this is a nice chill vibe. But it's just, yeah, the voice lines of collecting the pieces was the most annoying. I think the voice acting overall is fine. It was just that just repeating lines always kind of gets me. But graphically though, the game's pretty. It has a really nice color palette, really vibrant.
It's cute.
Yeah. Like I said, really cool mech pieces you can get to customize your mech. The painting in it is a cool mechanic, but it's just kind of annoying. So all around in the different zones, you find the color flowers and you need to make a paint creator where you put the flowers in to make blue paint. But then you get the blue paint and you can mix it with the yellow paint. And like, that's how you create different color paints. And once you get this paint, you get it. When you're walking out as a person, you have a paint gun. And you can spray anything, which is cool. So it's like, oh, I really want to make everything pink. I mean, everything. You want to make your house, your barn. You want to make, you know, your crafting material, the furnace pink. Go ahead. Like, that was kind of cool. But, like, that was about it. It's just that it was a cool design of being able to paint everything. But I did it once. I painted my mech, like, random colors because my daughter thought it looked cool. And then that was it. Never did it again.
See, but that's just another mechanic that could be added in. Yeah. If you start adding NPCs that like move in, they could have certain color schemes and palettes that they like and want, and you have to accommodate them based on that. Just saying, it's on there. The mechanics are all in place.
I liked how tiny I felt when I got out of the mech. Like, I liked that it really did feel like you were just so tiny compared to when you're in the mech.
You liked that.
And also, when you can, like, change the point of view, I felt like sometimes I preferred one and other times I prefer the other. Like, I actually liked it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's make a good point. I did say this game is first person, but you actually can do third person.
I generally did third person more than anything. I liked that more. I thought it was easier navigating the mech. Sometimes it was like, I didn't know my space in the mech, but I like that you pointed that out, Liz, the space thing, because that was, it's one of those subtle features in a game that I don't want to say they get overlooked, but I think it's adds a lot more value than anything, because you kind of take for granted how big the mech is for the most part until you get out of it and you're like, oh crap, yeah, like I'm just this tiny little thing. And maybe it's a weird connection, But like, I think of it almost like playing Overwatch and playing D.Va. You know, you're in a mech suit, you get out of your mech suit, and you're basically the same size character. Yes, you are smaller. There's a lot of, you know, hitboxes, all of those things. Combat Andrew, there you go, that you don't have. But you're mostly the same size. Whereas in this, it's like you get out of your mech. Oh, dang, that's a big mech. I'm tiny little human now. So I like that you pointed that out, Liz. All that to say.
Yeah, and the mech felt good. Like the audio of it too, like hearing the engine going of the mech, really good.
Did like, it change if you changed the skins at all? Like if you went with like the little like wooden one, would it be more like a little steamier or something like that?
I didn't notice. I don't think so, no.
I didn't play around with the design stuff too much, so I didn't know if it did.
I did, and if it did, it was very subtle enough that I wasn't like, wow. Like I said, I did a lot of parts in wood, and it's not like I was creaking. Yeah, that would have been too much for this game. Oh, but I guess give some pro tips. When you are starting your first farm, absolutely make sure you are by water. Doesn't matter if the water is poisoned or anything like that. That's irrelevant. You just need a water source to refill your gun. Because as Liz said, there are no sprinklers. So my first base, I put it, it was a kind of close. But as Keith said, I was encumbered a lot, so I couldn't just run to the water and refill my tank. Liz actually put her base in a really good spot. And I actually, after playing with her, I was like, nah, I'm moving my base. And I literally broke it all down and moved it where
in
she was.
In fairness, you couldn't use the water when you first get there.
Yeah.
Because you have to upgrade your thing to
the drill. Open.
Yep, yeah, drill. That's the word.
But a pro tip, because this was another complaint, because I was like, oh, for sure. I'm sure at one point I can build a well and just be able to create a water source that I could keep refilling. Nope, you do not. There is a well plant that's at the like very bottom left corner of the map. So it's like out of far away zone, but like you're not restricted into entering the zones. So if you are in a base that isn't close by water, it's like literally bottom left corner. You'll find these big bowl shaped plants that you can chop down and replant in your base, and they literally hold water. But it was like, man, this would have been great to have early on in the game. That was what, like kind of a complaint of a lot of these upgrades is like, I felt like I got things too late, like a bigger bag.
I picked some of those up. I just never planted them. I didn't realize that they did that.
Yep.
Interesting. Because I probably did it with the same thing you did. I built my base right outside of like that first ruins area.
Yeah, that's right. That was mine too.
So the closest water source was either running to the Yellow Forest, I believe it was called, or I could run off of the ledge, and there was a little pond once I broke that rock, the one that Liz was talking about, and those were like my two quickest water sources. I ended up building, I didn't destroy the top base, I kept it going. I just started building a second base, which another real quality of life thing, let me build multiple bases, and I know it's a small map, but let me just travel between them. It would just be so nice to be able to be like, you know, I don't know, just put a couple of them and have some sort of fast travel. But, you know, as the map expands, presumably that would, at the very least, I would assume you can fast travel between areas or something like that. Who knows? But.
Which I brought that up to Andrew and he disagreed. He said the map was perfectly fine, like in size, that you didn't need a fast travel. But so I'm glad that you mentioned that, Keith, because it really would have been nice to have a fast travel.
Don't get me wrong, I wouldn't complain. I would never complain about a fast travel.
And that's just it. Like, I will complain about it, and I did.
well, I guess I'll complain about lack of one, I guess.
But at the same token, it really wasn't a big map. And if anything, it felt bigger than it was, and I think it was because of the over-encumbered. Like, ugh, I'm running forever, and then all of a sudden I'd be like, oh, I ran past the place I'm going. My bad. Because I didn't actually realize how short of a distance it is. So there is something to be said for it in that regards. I don't know.
Yeah. Don't worry, Clarence. You're not missing much.
None of us know how it works.
Yeah. I am curious of like how this game is going to work out once it gets out of preview. But yeah, getting achievements. This game is fantastic for achievement hunters. Like I said, I put like 12 hours in and I 1,000 this game. Achievements are all very easy. The only one that is slightly annoying is you have to play multiplayer. There's an achievement where you have to spray another human player with water. It's called First Spill. I thought that's kind of a funny name for the achievement.
Yeah, Andrew, you 1,000 the game. You got 26 out of 26 achievements. Keith, a score of 250 with 14, and I got 900 with 24.
Nice list.
two more achievements left and I just can't be bothered to do it.
I always love that you never, like, you will easily drop the game. You're like, I put so many hours of this. I'm right at the final boss. You're like, I quit.
You know, I'm not great at a lot of things, but I am a great quitter.
How much would you bet that Liz would have been the one to get the spray someone first achievement without looking at them? Just on the fact of playing the game, that she would have just sprayed you just because she would have thought it was funny.
100% I would, but I did accidentally see it before I.
Yeah, I think you actually learned that achievement before I did.
Yeah, but no, that I would have gotten it anyways. Yeah,
like that. I didn't know about being it. Like, I don't know, is there friendly fire?
Yeah, that's what I usually do. Hardcore gamers, I should say, not pro gamers, but that's usually the first thing people do. You test height damage and you test friendly fire. That's usually the first thing you do. Hold on, stand still, buddy. I want to see if there's friendly fire. You shoot someone in the foot. Okay, we're good to go. Same with height damage. What height will kill me?
None.
In this game, there's none, yeah. Which I always kind of liked. It got annoying, but it was also kind of funny to see. With your mech, you have a jetpack, and if you just hit a rock, you hit your foot, your mech goes into third person, you show your mech tumbling. And it was always like kind of frustrating, but it was also kind of goofy because I'm like, it looks so stupid.
You
like,
saw when you saw me play.
Yeah.
I had one capture at least that I had a good probably 5 second tumble down a hill that made me laugh.
it is kind of funny because, like, in reality, mechs, bipedal mechs are not like viable. It's not a good military design or equipment design to have a two-legged giant robot. Like, in this game kind of proves it. Yeah, you hit a rock and it's like, oh, there you go, you tumble over.
I got stuck a couple times. I was able to get myself out, but like one of them it took me a while.
Yeah,
I mean, I probably could have just saved and gone back in.
Well, it's being previewed. If you press start, there's a I'm stuck feature, so it'll actually kind of like respawn you.
Oh, I thought that meant like I don't know what to do next kind of thing, so I wouldn't. I just assumed that's what it was. That's good to know. But yeah, I mean, I did, it wasn't anything that I was like, crap, I'm like stuck, but
yeah. All right.
I know. Yeah, I only tried it because I was curious, but I thought the same thing. At least when I booted up, I was like, oh, I don't want to do that. I want to try to fight through this myself. And then finally I was like, I think I got to a point where I was like, I hope this is what it's going to do. And then it just was like, hey, do you want to move? I was like, crap. No, I'm good.
Well, Andrew, you pointed out when I was stuck once, you're like, why don't you just cut that tree? I forgot that you could just cut trees. So, I mean, one of the times I was stuck for a while, because I forgot that I could do that.
Yeah, basically outside of the environment, everything is destructible.
But get to our final score here. Let's do something a little different. Let's give your final score, but you think once this game hits a 1.0, what do you think this game you'll upgrade your score to or downgrade?
Okay.
So for me, final score here, I'm giving it a 70. It's a solid 70. Like I said, I had fun with it. It just, once I learned quickly within the first like 5-6 hours, what the gameplay loop of just, you're just getting a better drill to get a new rock, to get another drill, to get a new rock, new plants, new oils, and it was a repeating. The game does have an economy. It doesn't have combat. So for me, even the multiplayer, like, it's great that this game has 4-player multiplayer. I always love a game that has that. But as Liz said, like, she was sad that me not playing multiplayer meant she had water crops. If you're sad that you have to do one of the main components of the game, that's kind of a problem. This game needs to have some automations. If you're a cozy game, you need to have some automations for your players. Give me something to strive for. Give me something I'm building for. So at the moment, I'm giving the game a 70. It's a good weekend cozy game. It's what's here is pretty small. I enjoyed it. I always love a good mech game. Yeah, 70. I think when this game comes out, if it, like as Keith said, there's a lot of good bones here. I think this game could get to an 80, but realistically, I think once this game hits 1.0, I'd probably upgrade this game to like a 75. I'm not thinking this game will add much for me to be like, this is one of the best cozy games I'd recommend. Forget Stardew Valley, which is sad. I wanted to really love this game because I love mechs.
Yeah, so I think I'm with you on the 70. I do. Because I'm kind of the same. I had fine with this game. I never was having fun. I was always just fine. I was never really overly frustrated. I think there was a, I think glass is what it was. I was trying to figure out how to craft glass. And I couldn't do that. But I just was like, okay, what have I not tried to do? And then I just did that with a couple items and I found the item that unlocked it. So it was fine. There's never any point where it was, you know, overly blocking or anything like that. It's really fine. So I think I'm with you on that 70. I think that's sufficient for where it's at right now. I didn't get to the end, but where you're talking about it adding, hey, here's this new cool mechanic that doesn't really have much use anymore because the game's more or less over, kind of leads me into, as you unlock that world, presumably other new worlds, there'll be more mechanics. And that's going to start to fill out those 12-hour blocks of, okay, now we have four worlds of, you know, different areas that all take between 10 and 15 hours. Now you're talking a builder style, even cozy game. It's not hardcore. It just takes a lot of time. It's like a roguelike. It's just a long grind in that way. And so maybe there's that. There's a lot of elements that I think could lay into some of these things and all these things. I still don't think if it adds all of the things that I was saying it could do, it's not going to be the greatest one that's ever been made. While it's still maybe not my favorite of all, I just don't think, I think you, Stardew Valley, like you said, nobody's ever really going to beat Stardew Valley other than Stardew Valley, you know, or I don't know if his next game is going to be something similar enough. But all that to say, it's a fine game now, and I think it could really be good. And if they added all of those things, I think this could push into like an 83 range, honestly, because I think all of those things would, like the town building aspect would be vastly different, in almost like what we talk about with some of these cozy games where it's like you don't get to interact with it as much as you want to. It could be so cool. But I think it's going to fall somewhere in the middle, like you said, and I'm going to go with 77.
I think I'm going to give it an 80 because the love that I had for it the first like half of the time that I played, I mean, I love this game. And then it quickly went down. And I mean, I love all of your guys' ideas. Like, I think that if they went your route, like, I mean, it could be like a very high score. I don't think that's going to happen, though. I mean, I don't know. When is this game going to be finished? Or like, when is
it? I have some things to talk about if you want to finish.
Oh, okay. Well, the reason why I asked is because I'm just like, I don't know how much.
There's not exactly the state key.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, I just like don't see them adding enough of the game for it to really make me want to replay it. So I think realistically, like maybe an 85 is what it's going to end up being. But I think if they took your ideas, I mean, it could be like a 95.
All right. So Clarence in our Discord here asked a couple good questions. He asked, is there, like you said, is there going to be a release date? No, there's not currently a release date. And Clarence made a good point of cozy games have a weird dichotomy where they're supposed to be just fun, but somehow are a lot of the time not very fun. You think the best cozy games are Stardew Valley and Animal Crossing, which I agree. Like, I like Stardew Valley because I like the combat. I like a cozy game with a little combat and a little bit of risk that I get to work for. Animal Crossing is, you know, no combat, but that is a good point of building relationships still. For me, relationships in a cozy game is one of the biggest crux to like what makes a good cozy game. Mm-hmm. But he asked a question of, is there a release date? And so do a little Googling, and they have a roadmap. So I think it'd actually be a good idea to share this roadmap with you. So currently the game is out. Now there is no release dates for any of these updates, but the next mini update that's coming out is going to be quality of life improvements, accessibility options, and fix bugs. Then after that will be a mega update where they are broadening the base game and they're adding neighborhood friendship systems and you can keep animals on your farm. So already the next big update, they do announce that you are going to be able to get animals and you are going to be able to build a community and some sort of friendship relationships. That's awesome. So I might be wrong. My score actually might end up going above an 80 because, like I said, I really like relationships in a cozy game. Then after that will be another mini update.
I read the roadmap.
Oh, you found it?
No, I'd said you think I read the roadmap with all my ideas I had.
But then after that, they'll have a mini update where it'll be community requested features. Hopefully there's an auto sort feature because that should have been right at the get-go. But then after that, they'll have the next big update, which will expand the world and progress the story. Then they'll have a whole area beyond the dam, which is the big structure that you see right at the beginning. More crops and animals, more upgrades, and more secrets to uncover. So this game actually will, already they plan on at least two big updates. And usually with when a game has a roadmap, that's usually within the first year. But like I said, that's just speculation. There is no dates on any of these things.
See, and when you're adding that much content after it's released, I'd rather just wait and play it when it's at least like 75% done.
And I think if you're listening to this, that is my big takeaway. I would wait. I think this game is fun. I did have fun with it, but I would just wait. Wait a little bit.
Yeah, I really wish that I hadn't played it. No, I wish that I would waited until there was more out, because now I don't want to replay it.
Unlike Coral Island. Coral Island is... No, I think it's... No, it's a 1.0. But you were just wanted to fix the bugs, but you're like, I want this game to be fixed.
I had to stop playing Coral Island because the bugs are too bad. I can't get past a day without having to waste it.
Well, they fixed a lot. They've had multiple patches now, so you could be good now.
Might be, but I don't want to waste my time more, though. So it's like... I mean, I would go back to it. What I'm saying is, like, I like to know for sure before,
But yeah.
Oh, and obviously Metacritic is TBD because it's preview.
Oh, that's a good point. But anyway, I guess we'll wrap it up here. Thank you all so much for joining us. Thank you all. I wanted to ask you, Keith. So thank you all to our international listeners. I did not realize actually how many international listeners we have. I told Liz, but Keith, how many listens, percentage-wise, do you think are just America that we have?
I mean, I'm going to give you two answers. I'm going to start with the one that I'm going to go with based on you asking me the question, and I'm going to go with 70%. If I were to have asked without your weird smile on your face when you asked, maybe I would have said like 95.
I love that answer.
Only 40% of our listeners are American. Yeah. I was really surprised when I saw that at the end of the month. It's like, man, I mean, heck, we got an Australian listener right now in our Discord. So thank you all so much for international listeners. I mean, we love all our listeners, but I did not think we would be this international. Greatly appreciate it.
I was told thank you all so much. Famous.
I know, apparently. But thank you all for our support, We love hearing you guys interact with you guys. Love talking with the people on our Discord. Me and Keith are very active there. So if you want to join us, come to our link tree or gamepassgrabbag.com. It should bring you to our link tree. Join us. We love talking to you. You can see us record. Thank you too, to our listeners who support us financially. Javier. Thank you to Kel. Thank you to Thomas in Germany, who also gave us a donation. You guys help keep us going. It's great hearing from everyone. So thank you all for tuning in, and I'm glad you guys keep liking this content. Oh, not only that, Keith, our iTunes review went back up to a 4.7 star. I was like, man, we were very 4.6. And I was like, I remember when we first went down to 4.6, I'm like, stop, we're quitting. We suck. Nobody likes us. We're getting out of this.
I say we're riding that line of we were going to be done.
Yep. That's what I think is funny. It's like every time like our reviews either go up or down, I'm like, oh man, oh, this is the worst. But it's like, I don't know. We obviously have so many people that listen to us. We greatly appreciate it. So thank you so much to our most recent iTunes review who got us back up to the 4.7. So thank you, nickname SHHFFJO. We brought us back up to a 4.7 on iTunes. But yeah, I've been your Harker Gamer, Sandra. You can find me on Xbox Live, Fiber, and Z1952. Yeah, come join our Discord. Say hi to us.
I've been Keith, and I am finally leveling up on our Discord, as I should have been. I fixed that. So,
Yeah, and I got to get out Discord prizes soon.
Soon to be up there. Yeah, there's prizes. We don't fully have them all worked out, but there's prizes.
I know. We're still learning. I'm still trying to figure out Patreon. We have some episodes there, but
here's the thing. We focused on the important stuff. We bring the solid content.
Yep.
I think. At least consistent.
Very 4.7 star content.
And I'm Liz the Noob, gamertag coming on D, and I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Liz Noob Noob AZW, and I will get on that Discord at some point. I don't know why I find it like nerve wracking.
I don't know either. Everyone there is very nice.
They are. I've seen it. I mean
we constantly talk trash about you though.
If anything, Liz, just go to the memes channel. I feel like you'll just appreciate scrolling through that. That's some good stuff in there. There's some good content.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. We love you all. We'll see you again next week.
Bye, guys.
Okay, bye.
Oh,